Session 4, Empathy. Lesson 4.1, Test Your Empathy. One top executive I interviewed stated that the good advisor listens with the heart as well as the head. Another CEO told me, the really effective professionals listen to what I mean, not what I say. What they were both talking about is empathy. Empathy is the ability to perceive other people's emotions and thoughts. Empathy enables us to understand the character, motivations, and values of the people we work with. It helps us form deep, meaningful, personal, and professional relationships. Empathy helps us respond to others in appropriate and effective ways. It's our social radar. Ultimately, empathy enables you to learn about your clients, making you more innovative and effective as an advisor. It helps you create rapport with your clients. There are four foundations that underpin empathy. First, there's humility. If you don't feel you have something to learn from other people, why would you even bother to listen? The Indian spiritual leader Gandhi once wrote, "To discover the truth, one must become as humble as the dust." Second, there's self-awareness. In ancient Greece, over the Temple of Delphi, the place where famous rulers traveled to consult with the oracle, was the inscription, "Know thyself." Well, if you don't understand your biases and hot buttons, you won't be able to fully empathize with others. Studies show, for example, that many doctors give less good health care to minority patients. Who knows exactly why this is true, but my brothers, both doctors, tell me they believe it's due to unconscious biases that result in poor listening. If you're a woman, you may have experienced going to a meeting where the men around the table were listened to more attentively than you, or where the client assumed the man with you was the senior person, even if you outranked them. That's another example of conscious or unconscious biases that interfere with listening. Third, there's curiosity. You must be truly curious about other people in order to genuinely empathize with them. Unfortunately, we tend to lose our curiosity as we grow older. Children have an intense, innate sense of curiosity and wonder, but as adults, we can grow jaded and think we know it all. Do you know that the average 5-year-old asks 200 questions a day? The same study shows that the average college student only asks 20 questions a day. Well, I'm convinced that by the time you're my age, you're down to just one or two questions a day. Something like, "Honey, do you know where my car keys are?" The fourth foundation for empathy is listening skills, and that's what I'm going to mainly focus on for these three lessons on empathy. How well do you think you listen? Well, take this quick self-assessment. I'm going to list for you 10 habits that interfere with listening. As I go through each one, score yourself a 0 for no and a 1 for yes. Do you ever? 1. Interrupt others during a conversation. 2. Rush people who come to give you information or ask for advice. 3. Think ahead when others are talking. 4. Finish people's sentences for them. 5. Do more than one thing when listening to others. For example, check your email while you're talking on the phone. 6. Start thinking about your response well before the other person has even finished making their point. 7. Fake attention while others are talking. 8. Prepare for an important client meeting by spending most of your time crafting what you're going to say, as opposed to investing time in formulating thoughtful questions. 9. Forget the names of people you've just met. And 10. Look at your watch or a clock when others are talking. So, how do you score? I've given thousands of professionals this simple little quiz, and about 70% of people score between 7 and 10. In other words, most professionals honestly admit that they sometimes indulge in most of these habits. Remember, these are behaviors that either prevent us from listening or communicate to the other person that we're not listening, even if we are. In the next lesson, I'll take you through the ingredients of great listening.